I can't let Christmas go, but I hope y'all are having a, hope you're still having a good Christmas. And remember this, Christmas, we may celebrate on December 25th, and there's all kinds of speculations of the exact date of birth of Jesus. But we do know that when he died, that part we do know, and that was at Easter, at Passover. And so we're working on, when you do the other, if you take 33 and a half years, you can get work it all out. He did not die. I mean, he was not born on December 25th. We celebrated on December 25th. But God is still good, and he appreciates us celebrating his son's birth. Amen. Now, I can't let Christmas go by without this. They were having a Christmas play at a church, and the three wise men came up, and the three wise men had to walk up and say their lines. They're just very simple lines, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So when little boys came up, the first guy said gold, the other guy said myrrh, and the other guy couldn't think and said Frank sent this. Okay. What I do have is a letter to Santa DC wrote many, many years ago. Y'all want to hear DC's letter to Santa? Okay, y'all ready? Here it is. Dear Santa, I have been a good boy all year. Okay, most of the time. Okay, once in a while. Okay, I'll buy my own stuff. Love DC. Isn't God good? Micah chapter 5. I got to go change it down here too. Wow. I get so tied up in what's going on and I forget I got to come down here and reset. Y'all go ahead and do something while I'm resetting. Somebody do a bird call or something. y'all are funny. Okay. Let's get that out of here. All right. All right. Micah chapter 5. I was contemplating on what to do for the Sunday after Christmas, and the Lord just kept dealing with me about this COVID and dealing with me about the stuff that's been going on because of the COVID, and then this just fell right smack into place. So get your Bible out to, I didn't say Michael, Micah. Okay? Micah chapter 5. If you have a Bible like I got, it'll open right up to it automatically. You always wonder how preachers just do so good. It's because we have special Bibles that just automatically open up to whatever we say. Micah chapter 5, verse 1. Now we're going to stand for the reading of God's Word. Stand up. Micah chapter 5, verse 1. Now gather thyself in troops, O daughter of troops. He hath laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with the rod upon the cheek. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little amongst the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be the ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth have brought forth, then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. For this man shall be the peace. Didn't say be a peace, the peace. When the Syrians shall come into our land, and when he shall tread in our places, then we shall raise against him seven shepherds and eight principal men. Let's pray. Father, I love you, Lord. I praise your name. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, God, for your word. Lord, I know, God, that times are different. I've never seen times like this. I ask you right now, Lord, to touch and to anoint. I ask you, God, to touch those that are here. I ask you to touch those that are watching by Facebook Live, and I thank you, Lord, for touching those that will watch it later and those that are going to watch it on YouTube later. God, you are awesome. You are all-powerful, And although we may have our times staggered, when you might get this message, the message will still have the same effect on the people, because it's not my word, it's your word. And I thank you for it right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch and anoint, we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. You can be seated. On the way down, tell somebody, the past is behind us, the future is ahead of us, God is with us, and nothing shall be impossible. Amen. You know, I was sitting back thinking about it all day long yesterday. Don't sweat the small stuff. Don't sweat the small stuff. Don't sweat the small stuff. I kept hearing that over and over again. Don't sweat the small stuff. And then, of course, the old little town of Bethlehem, the small place. Amen. And I began to think about all that's going on in this world right now. So let's just go ahead and let's go and go through it. I promise you, this is the part one, because there's no way I can put this all in one, but today is going to lay the groundwork, and I want you to really pay attention, take some notes, because we're going to go for a ride. Okay, so let's go for this ride. Here we go. Come on, we're going the wrong way. There you go. Come on, one more time. There you go. 2020. You know, 2020, when we think about 2020, we think about perfect vision. Well, I really believe with all my heart, God used 2020 to give us perfect vision of what's going on. We can see clearly that he's coming back. We can see clearly that the world does not have the answer. We can see clearly that no matter how much technology we've got, no matter how awesome we are, we still cannot equip ourselves in a bind when only God can do that. Amen. So we're learning a lot of things in 2020. Our eyes are being opened. How many know that your eyes have been opened some? Amen. You see things different. I see things so differently now than last year at this time. Totally, 100% different. So 2020 first has been long. Amen. This has been the longest year I can ever imagine. We've had 365 Mondays this year. 366, leap year, okay. 366, thank you, Eddie. He is our master of useless information, but right now is perfect information. Thank you. Okay. I pick on Eddie about that all the time. The master, never mind, we'll leave it alone. All right. 366 Mondays. Every day, something weird was happening. Every day, something new was happening. It was like we're waking up in a dream every day. How many know we had 366? Felt like 366 Mondays in here. There weren't no Wednesdays. There was no hump days. There was no weekends. It was all steady with your nose to the grindstone. 366 days. Okay. Now also lean. When I say lean, I'm talking about a bear. I hear people all the time going, how much more, and then fill in the blank, can we take? How much more sickness can we take? How many more hospitalizations can we take? At the moment right now, they're enlisting medical personnel from overseas to come over to help with the load right now. So how much more quarantine can we take? How many more shutdowns are we going to have to endure? How much more sickness and death are we going to have to undergo? So again, it's been a long year. It's been a lean year because things are so different. You know, I had imagined this day, even though it's the day after Christmas, and it is usually a slack day with attendance because of people are doing things with their families. I would never expect what we got now, because so many people still will not get out of their houses. Okay, because all the stuff that's going on. Don't pick on them. Don't talk junk to them. Because if that's how they feel comfortable, let them do that. And if you do feel comfortable to get out, at least follow the procedures. Okay? Because it's very important. Look, they say, you're taking away my freedom if you make me wear a mask. Hey, let me just tell you this, and you do what you want to. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you how I see it. I am my brother's keeper. Okay? And because God said I am my brother's keeper, when I wear this mask, there's less chance of me giving somebody the disease if I happen to have it and don't know that I've got it. Number two, it says render under Caesar's what Caesar's. The governor says, I want you to wear a mask. So biblically, wearing a mask is not taking away your rights. It's actually, you are actually using your rights in the correct way. Okay? So no matter how you want to do it, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, whatever. But I choose to wear a mask when I'm out, because I know, and I wear it when I leave down here and go out, because if I've got something, I want to be my brother's keeper and not give it to him. But look, so it's been long, it's been lean. Not only has it been lean, it's caused us to look. Better ways to do things. A year ago today, you would have not been able to turn on Facebook Live and see this service as it's taking place. A year ago, I would have never imagined that for months we had Sunday morning service in my house, and D.C. had it in his house. And D.C. played praise and worship and said, I'm turning over to the pastor. And then we turn on our feed, and then we would do it from my kitchen table. You have to keep looking for ways to get the word out, looking for ways to say, well, if it hadn't been for COVID, we wouldn't have to be doing all this crazy mess. If it hadn't been for COVID, just imagine how far back we would have been. So again, yes, we've got to look for better ways to do things, better ways to get out, better ways to, you know, for the first time in 60 years, I was not with my father on Christmas Eve. But what we did was, my stepbrother in Greensboro went and carried his iPad with a very weak signal, but he carried his iPad. And so most of my siblings got on there, and we all had a Zoom chat with my dad on Christmas Eve. Who would have ever thought we'd be doing something like that? So again, it's caused us to look to do ways to do things better, the way to do things in a more efficient way and in a safer way. So it's been long. It's been lean. I feel like stuff has been taken away from us. And I do feel like my freedom has been taken away. But I don't, listen, here's all the freedom being taken away is because all the things, I used to be in the hospitals all the time and in nursing homes, and now I can't be. Okay? There's places I would go to visit, now I don't go because that place might be a COVID bed. So again, our freedom has been taken away of movement, but don't look at it as when you're trying to protect yourself against others, that freedom's been taken away. All right. And then finally, linger. My question is, will this ever end? Remember when they first talked about it, it was 14 days. Y'all remember that? 14 days. Wow. This is the longest 14 days I've ever seen in my life. This has not been 14 days. This has been month after month after month. It just keeps piling on and piling on and piling on. And when you think you're getting a break, now they're saying that the flu has changed its course. And it's starting to have another different strand of flu over in England. They've shut down England coming anywhere or going out because it's mutating. And so all this crazy mess is going on. So again, how long is this going to take? How long, when will this ever end? So it's been long. We've been lean. You just have to keep looking for ways to get things done. And just remember, don't give up. Just don't give up. I know we're wondering when is it going to happen. This is the scripture that God talked to me for 3 days about, and I finally got it through my thick skull and said, oh, this is Sunday morning's message. Despise not the day of small beginnings. Look at here. It's the New Living Translation. Despise not these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. Zechariah 4:10. And what's that got to do with it? We had everything going. So yeah, everything was going, and now everything seems to be shut down. So what's going on? Here's what I'm telling you. If you want to succeed in 2021, because remember, 2020 was a down payment on what's coming in 2021. I don't mean to sound mean. I don't mean to sound scary. But 2021, I have a feeling, is going to be even worse. But God, remember, wherever sin abound, grace did much more abound. Although the world will be getting worse, God will be getting stronger. Amen? If you're a child of God, you've got nothing to fear. God's going to take care of us. We're going to see things happen. God can still move in our lives and still do things. But remember, don't think because 2020 is over, I'm glad that's over, let's start over again. No. It's going to be a continuation. Okay? But despise not the day of small beginnings. Again, what in the world does that mean? Well, see, watch this. Let's go back to look. We talked about look a few minutes ago. Better ways to do things. Watch this now. This is really, really awesome. This is how the Lord's kept ministering me, pounding it in this thick skull the last couple of days. Number one, seek. You gotta seek. You gotta research. Research the virus. Research what's going on. Research. Don't just trust what everybody says, because you know what? When somebody comes to you and goes, you know what they say? Usually when somebody says, you know what they say, that means they don't know who they are. It's just something you happen to hear. Research it for yourself. Get the truth about the virus. Get the truth about how it spreads. Get the truth about your susceptibility to this virus. Get the truth about the deaths and get the truth about all this stuff. And also, do your research. You know, dig up the old technology that we may not have been using. Dig it up. But not only dig up the old technology, explore new technology, different ways to get things going. You know, when the first lunar module, the guys landed on the moon did not have as much computer power in the lunar module as we've gotten one smartphone. Wow. Can you imagine going to the moon and not having least of us? Yeah, let me call them up and see which button to push. Because technology just keeps going and going and going. And so look, know that God's got this, and it's at this time. God's called for it at this time. This is not a happenstance. God didn't go up in heaven and say, I didn't know that was coming. Oh man, they got a virus. He knew it. And he warned us about this in his word. So seek ways to do things. But not only seek ways, research it and seek ways to do it. Have the courage to start. Don't just talk about it. Don't talk us to death. You know a better way to get it done. You know a smarter way, a safer way. Then go ahead. We got to do something, because if we don't, we're going to be in this endless cycle of shutdowns, and these shutdowns and the government spending even more and more and more to get us back out of the trouble. It's like so much stuff right now. It's going to be so deep in debt that we'll never, ever get out of it. So if God's showing you something, seek Him. After you seek Him, have the courage to tell somebody. Start. You got to start somewhere. And then survive. Don't quit. Have the courage to keep trying. Amen? So it's here. Zechariah 4:10 again. I got it back up there. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand. Let me give you a little research here on this, our little background. When Solomon built the original temple, that man needed nothing. Nothing. Stuff was brought to him from everywhere. They were given to him everywhere. He had more than enough to get things going. He had more than enough. He had the best military in the world to protect it. So he had the best military in the world to protect it. He had all the resources in the world. He had gold. He had silver. He had brass. He had everything he needed. He had cedar. He had the greatest wood. But after the temple was destroyed and they're rebuilding it, now they're rebuilding it without that great military protection. Now they're rebuilding it without all of the awesome resources just poured out where there was just more than enough. They're having to build now with guys that aren't so trained to get the job done. Does that kind of sound like us sometimes? We sit back and remember a day when everything was perfect, we thought. Yesterday, the good old days, we had all the money we needed, we had all the things we needed, the resources, we had everything. And now here we are, we don't seem to have a whole lot of anything. Well, I can tell you what, you can sit down and do nothing or feel like, well, it's so small, I'm not sure it's going to count anyway. Or you can see this, despise not the day of small beginnings. Just because it's small, just because whatever I'm trying to accomplish is not exactly where I want it or how I want it, how big I want it, it does not mean not to do it. You still start, and as God says, He rejoiced to see them starting the work. So here's what I want you to think about something. Really strong now. Ready? Here we go. I'm not going to be here all day with this. I'm going to hit a few more slides and we're going to pray. You're never too small to make a difference. If you don't believe it, ask a mosquito at 3:00 in the morning in a tent. Are you trying to camp? You're never too small to make a difference. See, God judges us differently. Say, remember, there's a difference in significance and success. Success is just getting the job done. Significance is leaving a legacy. Okay? I don't want just to have success in my life. I want to have significance. I don't want somebody to say, well, he got it done. I want somebody to say, not only did he get it done, but when he got it done, it lasted beyond him. That's significant. Success is short-lived. Significance will live on past you. So right now in 2020, the stuff we're doing now and the stuff we're going to do in 2021, if the Lord should tarry, is what we do and bring in success or significance, is it going to last beyond us? So the world religion, the church, even though the Christians, you know, when they think about it, they think about achievements to judge our significance and achievements to judge our success. But see, here it goes. For who hath despised? I got it up here again, but I got it in the King James Version. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro from the whole earth. That word small things really means small beginnings. So now, here's what the world will tell you is that we cannot meet the challenge today. We can't do it. We don't have it. We're not equipped. You know, unless you got some kind of medical degree, you can't do anything about it. There's just this stuff has just got way out of hand. Businesses are failing. Businesses are being closed down. They will not open back up. All this stuff's happening around us. And it's 2020. Let me ask you a question. Close your eyes. Just close your eyes. Has 2020 left you feeling insignificant? Just think about it for a minute. I remember before 2020, before the virus, I'd hear people all the time say, I don't know why I'm even trying. It's not going to matter anyway. I've heard people say that many times. But since the virus, more people are saying that. So again, with your eyes closed, don't look at anybody else. Put your mind on you. Has 2020 left you feeling insignificant? Has it left you feeling like you don't count? Has it left you feeling that your ability to be used by God is all used up? Wow. You can open your eyes. You see, again, God doesn't judge significance through our achievements. Watch this. If you're taking notes, please write this down. Here's how he judges us: through persuasion of his purpose. In other words, how we follow what he puts in our heart. You sit back and think, well, that preacher's got 10,000 people in his church. This other guy's got 50,000 people in his church. One guy's got 5. So obviously the guy with 50,000 is more successful than 1,000, and 1,000 is more successful than the 2. Or 5 in his church. Guess what? Not necessarily. Because God may have led that man to the 5, because if he hadn't have gone, those 5 would have been lost. And he's given it everything he's got for those 5, while the man with 50,000, there's so much going on, he don't even know what's happening. He don't know people's names. He don't know what's going on. He's got all his staff working for him. He's more like a CEO. So don't judge it by the size. Judge it by God's wooing. How's God wooing? So, the persuasion of his purpose, the power of the cross alone, not my power, the power of the cross alone, and through his achievements in our life, it's his achievements in our life. So now watch this. Again, don't sweat the small stuff. Let's go back to Micah. Micah, the promise was coming. Watch this though. The ruler's coming from where they least expected it, Bethlehem, the least of the cities. Wow. Gideon said when God called him, I'm the least of my father's house, and my father's tribe is the least of Israel. So I'm the smallest that they get. I'm just a speck. And you're calling me God. Remember, God doesn't judge significance like we judge it. The same way, watch this, here it is, Bethlehem, the least of the cities, is going to bring forth the king. When the wise men were trying to figure out where he was coming from, they went and looked in the Bible and found Micah, and they said, okay, Bethlehem, that's where he's going to be born. And then the star led them. So the promise was coming from where they least expected it. I'm going to tell you something. Look in the weird places right now. God's got something for you, but it might not be exactly how you think it's going to be. Amen? God will come talking to you when you least expect it. Look, so where it was least expected, when least expected, when evil seemed to be in total control, God said, I'm going to send it. So, and how it was going to become and was the least expected. A virgin shall conceive and bear a child. Wow. You see, it was insignificant people at an insignificant place, at least in the world's eyes. Don't sweat the small stuff. No matter what you feel at this moment about your place in your life, remember, if you'll trust God, God can use you at that place in your life if you will only trust Him. You see, again, you're never too small to make a difference. When Micah writes of Bethlehem, Bethlehem is a small place that will produce great things. In the history of this little town, there is a wealth of spiritual truths. Let me go ahead and just pop this out here for you. This spiritual truths and this work that was going on all pointed to Jesus Christ. God set the stage through 1,700 years of history to prepare the world for the birth of His Son. So now, let's get back to us. I love that. Do not despise the day of small beginning. Set a little bitty seed. Remember, I talked about an offering. If what you got in your hand is too small to meet your need, then it's your seed. The same way. Right now, things are happening, and you're thinking, this is so minor in this sea. I remember hearing the story about the guy walking along the sea, and his daddy picked up, there were starfish everywhere, and his daddy picked up a starfish and threw him back in and said, go on. Be free, little one, and threw him in, and his little boy said, well, there's starfish everywhere. You think that one little starfish mattered? And he said it mattered to him. Do not despise the day of small beginnings. Get ready. We're almost through now. 2020. Let me tell you what 2020 has done. 2020 has either defined us, well, it has. Period. Defined us. Have you seen something inside of you you've never seen before because of 2020? Have you had to reach out in a different way because of 2020? It defined us, then it refined us. Because other than I see something different in here, it was different in the way I had to do things. And then sometimes, because of all this, you get left feeling small. I was in the Dollar Tree, and you know me, my little ADHD self. I'm in there in the Dollar Tree. There's a lady in front of me. She's standing on the line saying, stand here. There was a line 6 foot behind that said, stand here. And all of a sudden, I see something on the rack right there by the checkout. And so, I know what it was. It was a drink. And somebody told me they were going to drink this drink. I knew how much sugar. I said, it's got to be a lot of sugar. So I go open up the drink case. And I'm looking. I said, man, this drink has got, 500 packets of sugar in it. And I'm this close to that lady. She turned around and she said, sir, can you take your 500 packets of sugar and back up? Yes, ma'am. Who would have thought we'd had to do that last year? Just the other day. Same thing happened. You just get going, you get thinking, you get out of the car. That's why I put this on my mask. I didn't put this on my mask so I look like an old woman wearing glasses. I put this on my mask so I wouldn't forget it. So when I go out in the daytime, I'll put this on. I've always got my mask on me, so I ain't got to go back to my car. I'm thinking first, who would have thought we'd be wearing masks? Then who would have thought we'd have put a lanyard on it to keep it around your neck because you got to wear it all the time? Okay, events have changed us. But remember, listen carefully, watch this. Remember, these events point to a bigger picture. It's bringing forth God's mission in our life. You think God just stuck you here and said, I don't have anything for him to do. You just sit over here while this virus is going on, while these families are being torn apart. You just stay over here and don't worry about it. And eventually I'll call you in. No, when I coached basketball, I remember when I coached basketball and I was coaching the city league. There were some guys that never got a chance to play on other teams. There were some guys that played all the time, and every now and then one would get in. Some never played at all. When I coached school ball, there were some guys on other teams that never played at all. They only played in practice. Whenever I coached, no matter if it was city league or whether it was school league, I made sure that every, and I do mean every player got a chance to start. And I made sure that every player got a chance to at least play a full quarter before they got pulled out. So somebody said, why are you putting him in? Somebody come to me and said, why are you putting him in? Don't you know that he's dragging the team down? And I looked at him and said, it's not about us dragging the team down. I'm here building him up. He'll never learn how to be a team player if I keep him on the bench. He'll just have a bad attitude or feel worthless or useless. So he gets out there and plays. So again, it's all about, look, no matter how small you feel, get in there. No matter how bad it feels, get in there. No matter how it seems to be affecting your work, affecting your marriage, affecting your family, affecting your outer family, your inner family, go do what you got to do. If you got to start small, start small. Bethlehem was small. Watch this. Remember this. God is in the small things. It was time when the unthinkable became the thinkable and the impossible really happened. Wow. That's talking about Jesus. But I want you to think about now, right now. God is in the small things. And this is the time when the unthinkable has become the thinkable. This is a time when the impossible really happened. When the first had to shut down, everybody, you know, they listened and they shut down because it was for 14 days. And everybody thought, well, it's just going to be a little while, we'll be fine. They were saying, make sure you got 14 days supply of food, blah, 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 blah. They had all this stuff. But the 14 days become 140 days. And then more and more and more. Some people their job never missed a lick, but a bunch of folks, they haven't been able to work since. A bunch of folks. You know, I'm gonna give you my theory. This is just a theory. And you remember in the Civil War, Sherman marched through the South and burnt everything. Remember that? He went through and burnt everything. You know why he burnt everything? Because he said, until he went in his march, he said a lot of Southerners knew there was a war going on, and they felt it, but they didn't feel it a lot because it really hadn't affected them. Because all the battles were fought on the outside of the cities. And so Sherman come through and said, I want everybody to feel the pain. And so he went through and burnt things until this. Hey, it's fine. We'll just do our little go to church and we'll praise God and we'll go back to our job and everything's going to be fine. Yeah, there's people out there hurting, but that's okay. It's not hurting right here. Everything's fine. But this is like Sherman coming through. I preached three funerals in the last 3.5 weeks. The last two funerals, and I think even the third one too, the last two funerals were COVID-related deaths. I can't tell you how many COVID funerals I have preached in the last few months. Of course, there was underlying problems too, but still, COVID was listed along with it, and COVID was what got them into hospital. Now it's getting real. When Sherman marched through the South, it got real. Now that COVID's here, it's getting real. We see how it affects everybody. I don't know one family that has not been affected in one way or another. And some a lot worse than others. But God is in the small things. Don't let it stop us. Don't let it prevent us from stepping up and making a difference. Step up. God is in the small things. The manger is the proof of that. And just like the unthinkable, now is the thinkable. Guess what? God can touch you, that the things that you think that is not impossible, is impossible for you, can be possible. And you let God take care of the small things. Y'all stand. Y'all guys, come on up here. Again, I hate to be the bearer of negativity because I'm not a negative person. But I hear people going, well, I'm glad 2020 is over. I can't wait to get a fresh start in 2021. It's got to be better. And I really hope it is. I really hope it is. I pray it is. But looking in the book of Revelation, which we're going to go back to as soon as this is Christmas season is over, by looking in the book of Revelation, I really don't think that it's going to get better. But the hope we have is that no matter how bad it gets, God is always more powerful than what's pulling you down. God has more strength. God is strength. God is power. It said when the Assyrians come in, that this small child was going to be the peace. With the COVID coming in, this small child is our peace. We're not losers. We haven't lost. Now's the time for us to shine. You say, well, I don't have a whole lot to shine about. Let me tell you something. If I turned every light in here out and it was pitch dark, the smallest flashlight, the weakest flashlight with the deadest battery, you could see it because of all the darkness. So no matter how small your light is with all this darkness around us, it can be seen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. ...2020 came in like a little whisper, but then all of a sudden it just went to a lion, and it's been a lion the whole time, and no lamb, just a lion. I was walking in Food Line the other day, and a friend of mine, a minister's son, my age, he was in the checkout line, and I said, how you doing, man? He said, better now. I said, better now? He said, yeah, I can go out now. And I said, what happened, man? He said, me and my wife got it. He said, I didn't think it was possible. We got it. I said, got what? He said, we got COVID. And he said, it was like flu on steroids. He said, we're out of quarantine now. But although we're out of quarantine, my wife, the effects on her lungs have been terrible. And he said, last night I took her to the emergency room because she couldn't breathe. He said, I never would have guessed it in a million years. I looked at him and said, I'm praying for you, bruh. I said, just remember, all the other stuff is great. Our God is greater. I mean, God's got a purpose for you, no matter how small. evil will not prevail until you've carried out that purpose. And after that, it don't matter. God, when you're through with me, I want to go. But until then, let me give it all I got. So again, every head bowed, every eye closed, if you're here right now, and you feel like everything's been taken from in you, or from you, and you've got nothing left to give, I'm here to tell you, rejoice, because there's more. If it wasn't, God would not allow you to be here right now. There's more coming for you. No matter how small it may seem to you, like that starfish, it can mean the world to somebody. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here today and you feel like you just don't have it, or if you do it so small you don't think God could use you, I want to pray with you right now. But nobody looking, so nobody else will see it but me. Would you put that hand up and say, that's me. I feel like I've had it all taken away, or I don't have any more to give. It's so small. Lord, bless every hand that went up. Bless them, Lord. Let them know that your hand is not shortened, that you can't reach out. Let them know that you've got power and anointing enough to spare, that there is no COVID in heaven, that you've got this all under control. When the world seems out of control, when it is out of control right now, you are still always in control. And I thank you, Lord. Touch these people that raise their hands, Lord. Show them, give them strength and encouragement that they need to make the difference, and not only in their own life, but in the life of those around them. Because you've called them for such a time as this. We didn't just pop up this here in 2020 by accident. We're here for a purpose, to make a difference. God wants to use us, no matter how small. Do not despise the day of small beginnings, because it's the small things like the manger that shook the whole world. Wow. Come to Him with open arms right now. Come to Him with open arms right now. He's got you. 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 No matter how bad it seems, He's got you. Maybe you're here right now, every head still bowed, every eye closed. You're not sure where you stand with God, and you're not wanting to face another year like this without Him. Or in a different mode, you want to get in there strong with God when nobody's looking around, every eye's closed. Would you put that hand up and say, I need to get stronger. I need God to really do something in my life. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Bless them. Just remember, the darker the night, the brighter the bulb shines, the brighter the light shines, no matter how small it is. The brighter the light shines, the darker it gets. And we're in some darkness now. So your light is shining, whether you know it or not, whether you believe or not. Your light is shining. Let's pray together. Lord, I thank you for 2020, because it really did open my eyes. And I thank you, God, that it is just about over. Although we don't know what's coming, we know we're going to go through it with you. Help us, Lord, not to despise the small beginnings. Use us as a light in this last day. And we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. God is awesome. Come back on Tuesday night.